You're listening to SBS News.
It's the most controversial issue in United States politics, and Australia is now right in the middle of it. The federal government has confirmed US President Donald Trump called Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help the United States Attorney General in an investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into possible collusion between Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and the Russian government. In a letter to US Attorney General William Barr, dated May the 28th this year, Australia's ambassador to the United States, Joe Hockey, said Australia would assist and cooperate with any information to help that investigation. The initial investigation into Mr. Trump and Russia also had an Australian involvement. Then Australian Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Alexander Downer, met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in 2016, who told him about damaging information from Russia about Mr. Trump's opponent in the 2016 US presidential election, Hillary Clinton. But Mr. Downer has told the ABC he knows nothing about the latest revelations.
I've got nothing to say about it beyond what I've ever said, so... Yeah. I don't know anything at all about conversations that Scott Morrison has had with Donald Trump. That, I'm afraid, these days is not the sort of thing that I'm privy to.
Issues related to Russian interference have been at the heart of attempts by Mr. Trump's political opponents to have him potentially removed from the presidency via impeachment. But the latest impeachment inquiry by the US House of Representatives pertains to Mr. Trump pressuring the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, to investigate the family of former US vice president and possible opponent of Mr. Trump at next year's US presidential election, Joe Biden, over a business deal when Mr. Biden was vice president. An impeachment inquiry is the first step towards impeachment. The US House of Representatives would then vote on whether to impeach Mr. Trump and what formal crimes Mr. Trump would be charged with, known as the Articles of Impeachment. These have to be treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, although what exactly constitutes high crimes and misdemeanors is not defined in the US Constitution. If this passes the House of Representatives, Mr. Trump would then be said to be impeached, and he would have to go to trial in the 100-member United States Senate, with the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court presiding. Two-thirds of the senators would have to vote to convict Mr. Trump on at least one of the articles of impeachment for Mr. Trump to be removed from office. Mr. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, but one of Mr. Trump's chief allies, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, says Republicans in the Senate are obliged to accept an impeachment trial if the House of Representatives passes articles of impeachment.
If the House does go down that path, and we'll follow the Senate rules. Under the Senate rules, we're required to take it up if the House does go down that path, and we'll follow the Senate rules. It's a Senate rule related to impeachment. That would take 67 votes to change, so I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter, but I would have no choice but to take it up.
Only two US presidents have ever been impeached. Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton were both acquitted by Senate votes. Richard Nixon resigned as president whilst impeachment proceedings were still going on in the House of Representatives. Mr. Trump, as expected, is fighting hard against efforts to remove him. He claims the Central Intelligence Agency official who acted as whistleblower, raising concerns about his phone call with Mr. Zelensky about Mr. Biden, has completely misrepresented that call.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect, as you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement, like the statement it was not even made. I guess statement you could say with call. I made a call. The call was perfect. When the whistleblower reported it, he made it sound terrible.
Mr. Trump reverting to a familiar refrain in self-defense, saying if there's any corruption, he's the victim of it, not the perpetrator.
This whole thing is a disgrace. There's been tremendous corruption, and we're seeking it. It's called drain the swamp. There's been corruption on the other side. There's been corruption like you've never seen. Now, the new president of Ukraine ran on the basis of no corruption. That's how he got elected. And I believe that he really means it. But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us. And we want to get to the bottom of it. And it's very important that we do.
Important or not, it's not an issue that's going away anytime soon. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.